Thanks for listening to the Jerry Bader Show podcast presented by Amish Furniture Warehouse in the New London area. Check them out today at amishfurniturewarehouse.biz.
Closed captioned for the reality impaired. It's the Jerry Bader Show.
So I watched 2 hours of the NBC, 3 hour NBC 90th anniversary special. Of course, that includes radio. November 1926 is when NBC became a radio network. So it was actually last fall that it turned 90. And they're celebrating it, interestingly, at the Paley Center. You know what's interesting about that? The Paley Center is named after William S. Paley, I think founder, but longtime president of CBS. Kind of interesting. The 2 hours that my wife and I watched were interesting. We were reminded why we don't watch Saturday Night Live. And they showed some things that are considered funny from all the last 15 years. They didn't show nearly enough from the first 5 years when the show was groundbreaking and just amazing. But they did something that I thought was very interesting. Very interesting. They did what I consider a little piece of revisionist history when it comes to their late night, the Tonight Show. Now, of course, there's late night talk shows. What do they call it? Is it called The Late Show? I don't remember, but it has different iterations. The show that's on after The Tonight Show. And they did something really interesting. Obviously, they spent most of the time on The Tonight Show. Let's run Earl through the TV trivia gamut. Who's the first host of The Tonight Show? Who was the host before Jack Parr? Who was the second host of The Tonight Show? Most people would say Jack Parr. He was the second host. Robert Kennedy in our newsroom in Green Bay. Well done. That was the tweak that you heard on my computer, so I'll hit the X on the speaker there. Yeah, that's an easy one. If you're a TV geek like Robert and I are, Steve Allen, Jack Parr, and then I believe Carson did immediately follow up Jack Parr. So what they did, what NBC did, and I actually think this is a relevant topic when we're getting into the entire era of what is true anymore. You can present something that is true but misleading, which is exactly what they did. So they spent most of the time on The Tonight Show, and they showed some of the classic clips of Carson. Alliteration there, completely alliteration, unintended. Now, they talked then about how Parr succeeded Allen, Carson succeeded Parr, and then who succeeded Carson? Jay Leno. Who succeeded Jay Leno? There's a trivia question. Who succeeded Jay Leno as host of The Tonight Show? Earl's like, I know that one. Robert got it right too. Conan, you would not have known that. What they did last night is they gave Conan a little bit of props for his late night show that he had on NBC before being promoted to The Tonight Show, but never gave any clue that he ever hosted The Tonight Show. And they show Jay Leno going, Jimmy's the perfect guy to follow me up. It was incredible. There's a Packer video like that where Lindy Infante doesn't exist. It's just, in the history of the Green Bay Packers, he is never mentioned once. It gets up to Forrest Gregg. Then it digresses into the Packers-Bears rivalry and then picks up with Holmgren. It's amazing. Now, are those things false? Well, when less than the whole truth is deceptive, is it the truth? I think it's an important question for the times in which we live. Fudging on who's the Tonight Show host is completely unimportant. But the concept I'm discussing here, I think, is quite important. Because it was a sleight of hand. If you didn't know, you absolutely would not have known. If you didn't know in advance, you would not have known from watching that special. That it was Conan O'Brien never hosted The Tonight Show. Not according to the history provided there. In the modern age in which we live and what's true and what's false, is it false if you just don't mention it? Is it false if you obviously try to give the perception that he never did? Which is clearly what they tried to do. I was just amazed by it. I'm surprised the Packers don't take more crap for that DVD. He's just not there. Yeah, Earl says, how about you skip a war in 20th century history? Well, but, okay, now it's funny that you use that example. Because things are emphasized or de-emphasized in history. Does that make it false? This will eventually segue to what President Trump did or didn't say about Sweden. Now, everybody walked away with the impression that he was saying the night before, which would have been Friday night, this was during his campaign rally, and yes, he had a campaign rally. After a month in office as president, he had a campaign rally because on inauguration day, he filed papers for his reelection campaign. And that allows him to hold campaign rallies. Many people walked away from what Trump said Saturday night as certainly saying there had been a terror attack in Sweden the night before. He said, look at what happened in Sweden last night. Well, nothing happened in Sweden Friday night. Then it appears he was talking about a Fox program he saw about crime and other problems that Sweden has dealt with an influx of immigration. So in his stream of consciousness way, I believe it was shorthand for, hey, I saw this thing on TV last night about the problems that Sweden's having. But in his frenetic verbal Rorschach ink test shorthand, it was, yeah, this thing happened in Sweden last night. Yes, did you see what happened on TV yesterday? Would have been closer to, I think he saw the Fox special on Friday. Or the Fox interview, whatever it was. I don't blame people from coming away believing he was talking about a terror attack. Not at all. I think, though, it is inaccurate to say that he referenced a terror attack. On the other hand, he mentioned that and then mentioned other cities, Paris, Nice, and so on in Europe, that clearly have been targeted by terror. And Sweden's like, huh? Nobody told us. What? What? Did we sleep through it? What? So I spent a few minutes on this. A listener calls lying by omission. Well, that's a good point. If you mention anyone who's ever hosted The Tonight Show, and you mention Conan O'Brien, but don't give the impression in any way that he hosted The Tonight Show, are you lying? It's error at best. It's error by admission. Leaving something out can result in a factual inaccuracy. Is that a lie? These are the counting of angels on the head of a pin that we're going to have to deal with these days. It just is. All right, I want to get to something else in the next few minutes here. Good news for concealed carry and a very notable passing from over the weekend. You very likely, well, you, Earl, if I say Norma McCorvey, you know who that is? You do, but you don't. Jane Roe. Jane Roe passed away over the weekend. I want to talk about that in 5 minutes. It's 9:17.
The Jerry Bader Show.